come to this show that we're putting on in the Kohl Center. They're coming to see us. And that really means a lot.
What happens to all these musicians once they're done here at the University of Wisconsin? Do we have anybody that's ever gone on to become a rock star or big in music? What happens to their musical careers after this?
Well, it depends on what they like to do. You know, most of the students in the band are not music majors. In fact, very few of the students are music majors. So most of them are not going to go into careers. Most of them not going into professional music careers is what I'm saying. And so most of our students will go on to lead productive lives. They're going to be professionals and contributors to their community. But for a lot of our students that leave, they still maintain this connection to the band. A lot of our students still play recreationally. You know, we've got an alumni band. They have events that they play for. They come back every year to perform at football games. There's a group, there's a jazz group outside the Milwaukee area. Most of those people were in the UW band. They just get together, play because they enjoy playing, and they perform publicly and different things like that. We've got former members of the band that perform for the Green Bay Packers on a weekly basis. So they go out and do a lot of things, but mostly not in music. But one of the things that I do hear about from time to time from the students is how significant the experience of being in the band was, and how those experiences transfer or applicable to what they are doing professionally.
And I'd be curious to know, what keeps a band director up at night?
Oh, boy.
The evil laugh.
Well, all of it can keep one up at night. You know, I talked about the 1 week preparation. 1 week preparation, and we've had our Friday rehearsal, and you think to yourself, I don't think we're as prepared as we'd like to be. That can keep you up at night. Or we're in Tampa for the bowl game, and we're staying on the beach. And he's like, I hope everybody gets back in one piece. You know, we don't want to be the band that had someone, you know, go out into Tampa Bay and the water I'm talking about specifically, have something happen. Those are the kinds of things that keep me up at night. So sometimes they're related to the quality of the performance that we're getting ready to do. And sometimes it's just wanting them to be safe and make good decisions. And so it's there are a lot of things that can keep one up at night. But I'm grateful to be able to say those situations are few and far between.
Well, question. Where do you take this band from here?
Where do we take it from here? Well, we always want to march well. We always want to play well. And I feel like we've been able to do that for the most part. So where would I like to take the band? We're doing well for ourselves. The band is doing very, very well in the grand scheme of things. But there are some bands that have an endowment of nearly $30 million, which means they are in a position to not only do the things that they need to do, but they're in a position to do things that they want to do, and then some. Now, again, that's not to say we're not in a good position. We are. But wouldn't it be nice to have a $30 million endowment so that, you know, and this might fall under the category of first world problems. But, you know, if new uniforms, if we were to say we want to get new uniforms, well, I can already tell you that new uniforms are going to cost nearly $500,000. Well, if I got a $30 million endowment, I can just say we're getting new uniforms and that's it. Well, if we want new uniforms, I got to plan a little bit. We can get them. I got to plan a little bit. So I'd love to be able to see us get at that level. And there are only two or three bands at that level. But that's where I'd like to see us go. So in terms of performing, yes, we'd love to keep the stop at the top. But we'd love to do more pictures and different things like that. And we're always trying to improve what we're able to do technically in terms of how we perform music.
I think it's safe to say the best is yet to come.
Frank Sinatra, if people come to our spring show, they might hear a little bit of the best is yet to come.
Corey Pompey, UW Band Director, thanks for joining us on In Focus.
Thank you so much, Merv. It's been a pleasure.
Nice job, guys. That was
fun. All right,
fun.
Cool. So I'm going to keep rolling, so just stay where you guys are just for a little bit.
Good stuff, man.
Well, thank you.
You're natural at this.
Well, I just hope I didn't get into trouble with anything.
We will
find out, won't we?
Corey, what happened, Corey? Yeah, I think they're planning on airing this one. I think they're trying to coincide it with the spring concert. So
oh, wonderful.
When is that? That's the next month, right?
That is next month, 19th and 20th of April.
Yeah, I think they're talking about bringing this one out around that time.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll let you know.
Sure, that'd be great.
Should be in its entirety.
Okay.
Even your filibuster in the beginning. You're going to have to put some cricket or something in it.
Oh, people would love that.
Here,
that would be so funny.
All right, Merv, I'm going to get room tone.
Okay, so we just got to be sit here and be quiet.
Okay.